Hey everyone, it's producer Jake here. Before this show starts, do me a favor and text podcast to 407-410-4418. Paul has been selected as a beta tester for the new community text platform. So if you want to learn how he communicates within his own text messaging community so you can do the same, text podcast to 407-410-4418. That's all I have for you. I'll let the show get started.
Is what will determine the success of your life? You're fucked. If you think being a good lawyer is what determines the success of your life, you're fucked. If you think being a good parent is what determines the success of your life, you're fucked, right? Anything that you attach to needing to happen that you're not in control of, you're screwed. This is the Paul Gough Audio Experience. Whether you call yourself a PT, a physical therapist, or a physiotherapist, and wherever you're listening to this right now, this is for you. It is me revealing everything I can to help make you a more successful business owner. Thanks for listening. It means the absolute world to me.
Hello, podcast listeners. It's Rebecca, your client success manager here. I help members of the Paul Gough community get the most out of our products and services. And I'm excited to bring to you today's episode of the Paul Gough Audio Experience. Today, producer Jake is giving you an inside look at Paul's life and what has led him to be as cool, calm, and collected as he is today. A business owner on a previous group call came on to explain how anxious he has been feeling with his business. Whenever a hiccup happens, he is looking at himself thinking he is failing at executing his plans, while also failing to allow himself to grow as an individual, continuing to fuel this anxious feeling. Unsure what to do, he asked Paul how he's done it. Paul explains his life-altering experience in America on a hot summer's day in Florida that completely changed the way he lived his life and led him to change his mindset from a clinician into a profitable multi-clinic business owner. If you like this podcast and are wondering how you can save time marketing and communicating with your patients, head to paulgough.com/infusionsoft to get access to Paul's free training on how he uses his own automated marketing system in his four clinics without even stepping foot into the office. If you want to skip the training and just want to know how to maximize these systems, send an email to our head trainer, Barry. His email is barry@paulgough.com. Do it quickly, as he only has 10 training slots available for the rest of the month, so contact him quick. That's all I have for you today, and I hope you enjoy today's special episode.
How can I help?
Great. Paul, can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul, I remember your backstory is about when you're around your 30s, you have got your heart problems because so much anxiety and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Do you mind to share a little bit of your stories?
I
find myself asking these questions on myself. Like, I'm getting all this anxiety coming in, especially the downfall of my team. This kind of make me doubt myself and keep asking myself, why does this happen? And it's not the first time happening. Just keep myself asking why. And turn out, I find that I have compromised a lot of my standards trying to please people, trying to say yes when I want to say no. So those type of things start to come in, and I start wondering if I'm the one that's supposed to get work done rather than the business itself. I start to get to that point where I was figuring out, okay, where's the problem right now? Is it the business or is it myself? Right? It's tough, but I guess I have to ask these questions to myself.
Yeah, it's again, you might have lost sight of where you are and what what your role is and what your job is at a very lower level. My story, I live with a benign ectopic heartbeat. So whenever I get too stressed or angst, I don't really get stressed, but angst, or I am trying to force things or do too much, if I'm tired, dehydrated, and just going at it too hard, then I get cardiac arrhythmia, basically. And at the time, I didn't know what it was. And obviously assumed I was having a heart attack. So, whenever I would get sharp pains in my chest, I'd curl up. And then it was getting worse. And one day I was in America, it was hot, it was humid. I'd been swimming, I'd been in the theme park, and it was the hottest day of the year, literally in June, in the middle of Orlando, about 8 years ago, 9 years ago, whatever it was. And the air conditioner was out in the villa as well the night before. So I barely slept. So I was really dehydrated, really tired. Fucking stupidly went swimming, probably went for a run, did everything I shouldn't have done because I didn't understand what I had. And my heart was going crazy, basically. I thought, oh shit, I'm gone. It's going to stop. I literally just kept looking at it going, it's going to stop any minute. And the more I was like getting angst about it, the worse it was getting. And then the more I was looking at it, the worse it was getting. I started getting pain down my arm. And obviously eventually went to hospital. And the hospital is a wonderful experience in America, to say the least. You get gun searched on the way in and all this type of shit. And you have to put your fucking credit card in and all sorts. Like, it's just bizarre, right? It's just bizarre. Like, I've been to the hospital this morning. I'm actually studying with my leg up. I've been bitten. So my ankle is like up like a bloody pudding. And it's absolute agony whenever I put my foot back down. But I went to the hospital this morning. And I was in and out within like 5 minutes. I thought, oh, this is great. I'm like, you don't want my credit card? Like, you don't, you know, I don't have to give you a bloody like gun searches or anything like that. It's like, no, no, just sit down, take these antibiotics and off you go. All right. So that was caused. So then they go, right, look, well, you know, I come back and I do all the tests and I've strapped to heart monitors and echo tests and all this shit. And 2 weeks later, he goes, look, you might die. He's literally went, you might die, but you're not going to die of a heart problem. You've got a very healthy heart. What you've got is an electrical impulse issue. And ultimately, the electrical nodes were firing too many signals to the heart. And I thought I was missing a heartbeat. It was adding a beat, right? So it like jumps. It jumps a beat and it makes you feel like the heart's going to stop. And it's quite worrying when it happens. And he basically said, look, you've got three choices. One is surgery. I can restart your heart. I said, no, thank you. Second, he said, pills. I can put you on pills and we can ultimately get it to slow down and find its rhythm again. I said, no, thanks to that. Or you can change your lifestyle. I said, what do you mean by that? I went, cut out on alcohol. He's like, well, yeah, blah, blah, blah. You know, all the healthy, unhealthy shit you'll be eating probably isn't helping. And I explained to him my lifestyle and diet was dreadful at the time. And it was KFCs on the way home and literally fucking binge drinking on a Saturday, wake up hungover, go to McDonald's on a Sunday, feel like shit. So you eat crappy takeaway food on the Sunday night. And this continues till Tuesday, feel good on a Wednesday and a Thursday and start the damn thing again on a Friday, right? Like do a 12-hour shift, seeing patients. I was seeing probably, no exaggeration, and this isn't an exaggeration, 120 patients a week I was seeing at the height of my like solo practitioner days. Easy. I've still got the fucking diaries with like all the names. 25. I think the most I ever did in one day was like 29 or 30 patients a day. I was just racking them up. So I was that tired when I go home on a night, I'm just going to KFC or I'm eating pizzas or Subway or some shit, make me more tired and off it goes. So obviously my chest is getting, you know, my heart's getting, is getting a pounding basically with probably trying to work hard, working harder than it would let me. And that's what I have to be very careful of, is because I don't get stressed. I'm not a stressful person. I don't naturally show tendencies of a stressful person, right? And that's a problem because I don't get angry and I don't shout at people and I don't vent and I don't, like, I mean, I do rant, you know, occasionally, but it's usually in a therapeutic rant these days and more makes myself laugh rather than anything else, right? Whereas before, I'd probably used to get quite angry, right? And I'd get like quite like antsy that I needed things to be done and I felt like I needed to achieve stuff and I wanted to, you know, run faster and all this shit that you think you need to do to prove yourself to people. And then you realize that you don't. And you realize that the cause of all the problems is really the pressure that you're placing on yourself, that when you do place on yourself, actually inhibits the likelihood that you'll actually be successful. And you realize that doing more does not equate to more. And you're having to find ways to be better, to get more things done without actually doing it yourself. But it really starts with taking any pressure off yourself that says the success of your life is in any way dictated by the success of your business. And until you cut that cord, you're fucked. You're screwed as a person, as a business owner. And it's, I could say that to anyone walking past here. Until you cut the cord, whether you think being a good doctor is what will determine the success of your life, you're fucked. If you think being a good lawyer is what determines the success of your life, you're fucked. If you think being a good parent is what determines the success of your life, you're fucked, right? Anything that you attach to needing to happen that you're not in control of, you're screwed. Because it's not going to happen, right? I don't get to decide if I'm a good parent. Three kids get to decide whether or not I'm a good parent, right? So by and large, it's out of my jurisdiction. I can do what I think is right. But even if I do what I think is right, one of the three, it's very statistically likely, could disagree with my parenting style or the way that I've brought them up, right? Even though I've got two of them to be happy with my parenting style, one isn't, would that leave me to be a failure? In a lot of parents' eyes, they'd say that they'd failed as a parent, right? Well, not really. You were consistent. You did what you thought was right. You followed your beliefs. You like learned lessons. You spoke to people. You brought people up in the way that you, like, you did the right job. It was just interpreted at this level differently. Now, I would like it to be different, and I hope that it's different. But at that point, is that me or is that them? I don't know, right? But I know it's not solely on me. So it's learning to detract, you know. But by the way, the other option on that is if you know you're a total fuck up as a parent, then that's possible, like that you didn't do everything. But if you can stand there and go, no, I did everything that I believed to be true and to the best of my ability, as I understood it, as to what the role of a parent was, I did my job. Like that's what I'm, you know, that's what it's about. So you're trying to disconnect from anything that you think that you have to be in order to be, in order to usually have somebody else call you successful. And really, every one of us is just doing our best with what we've got. And we're all on a journey. We're all trying to grow. We're all making mistakes. We're all learning. I'm watching my mother still make mistakes. She's nearly 60. And he's just like, yeah, well, that's, you know, like I used to think that my parents were superheroes and they could do no wrong. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh shit. Yep. There's another one. Yep. There's another one. But then it's like, well, actually they're just human. They're just human. Right. And that's like, that's just the way it is. So you got to take your, you got to take a little bit of pressure off yourself that way, that there isn't anything to get. There's nowhere to go. But at the same time, you have to have a healthy dose of wanting to succeed and to achieve things. And that's where I think sometimes as the business owner, you have to figure out that line yourself. Because it's okay saying being content with everything, when really what we need to be successful is to be uncontent with things. Because like otherwise we wouldn't actually go and do it. And it's finding the balance. And the best, or certainly one of the most recent best versions of that that I got told was from a lady in a group that I'm in the US. And she's very successful. And I just said to her, you know, she's got two kids and 20 million plus business. Huge, you know, huge responsibilities, well-known, people like her. And, you know, she has to be on her game all the time. And I said, how do you deal with this? And she said, well, I don't have to get it right all the time. She said, I just have to be in a box and I can move around that box as much as I want. But as long as I don't leave the box, I'm all right. And she said, look, I don't get home to pick the kids up every night, but as long as I get home once or twice, and I'd like to be 2 or 3 pounds lighter than I am right now, but as long as I don't go like half a stone or 7 pounds, then that's all right. And I'd like to just have one bottle of wine a week, but occasionally I have two. And that's all right, as long as I don't have six. And it was such a forgiving view of her life that it was wonderful to hear, that really you're never going to stay perfect in anything. It's like, I'd like to make 100 grand, but it's like, all right, or whatever. Or I'd like to have this success. Occasionally I'm going to like move aside from that. But as long as I don't like lose 100, it's like, all right, it was part of the journey. And it's starting to see your, starting to see yourself like that, that there isn't a perfect scenario right now. There is a constant counterbalancing of who you're trying to be and what you're trying to become that is much more likely to be achieved if you have a little bit of confidence in yourself and who you are and what you're about. That doesn't come easy, by the way, and it's a constant work in progress. So that's the way I would see it. For me, it was the reality of that I was probably trying to achieve too many things. I come from a very successful family. I felt that I had to keep up. I was always the sort of the one that was overlooked, shall I say. And that probably pissed me off more than I ever realized until years later. And that possibly created a very, what I would call, unhealthy determination to be successful. So I had to recognize it, that even if I was uber successful, it wouldn't have made any difference to anyone anyway, and it still fucking doesn't to this day. I'm still the one that's overlooked. No fucker has a clue what I do. I don't really give a shit that they don't know what I do or what life is now or whatever it's like. I don't want you to know. And it's so ironic that I now love the fact that nobody wants to ask me about what I do and still continues to want to ask me about what 3 or 4 other members of my family are doing who are more prominent than I am, as you know, in terms of what they do. So it's great, and it's funny how it's gone, you know, it's gone 360, but it was the reality of it that I didn't ever need them to know what I was doing. It was always just about me getting the best from myself. That's the journey that I'm on to this day. I'll make mistakes, I'll fuck it up, I'll do some stupid things occasionally, and I'll get it wrong, and I won't always get it right, and people will criticize and they'll jump and the whatever, but I'm a construction site permanently, work in progress, and a legitimate work in progress, not a bullshit one, not a every day is a school day kind of, you know, rah rah shit. It's like no, like this is a brutal, complete, non-stop, always and forever, self-reflection, harshest critic but best friend at the same time, pursuit of knowledge, surrounded by books and people and journeys to go on to learn stuff and mistakes to be made that will only propel me forward and so on. And I think that's really actually success in life, not being afraid to do it anyway. Does that help?
Thank you for listening to Paul Goff's audio experience. If you're brand new to Paul's world, head on over to paulsmarketingbook.com, where you can get started with his number one best-selling marketing book for physical therapists. Or if you've been listening to the show for a while, you like what you hear and you think that you could benefit from this type of help to accelerate the growth and profitability of your practice, reach out to Paul's team at paul@paulgoff.com and tell us exactly what you're looking for. And by the way, if you know someone who would benefit from today's show, please share it with them. And if you've got any questions that you want answered, tweet Paul at the Paul Goff using the hashtag AskPG. You can also find all of these details over in today's show notes. All right, until next time, have a wonderful day.